Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Monday, the 20th of June. Coming up, we took your calls this morning. What have you bought and only used once?
Bread machine.
It's a bread machine. Me too. One loaf of bread we did. $200 it cost us, that loaf of bread.
See you later. It sits in the cupboard for how long? Plus the flour you bought.
Yeah.
You buy one of those big sacks. it's just weevil food.
Berry floss maker, used once.
Yeah.
We also did the chocolate fountain.
All right, but that's coming up. We've also got a big announcement.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bloody big announcement.
Huge. And we've asked the coast for help.
And with exactly, and you won't believe the announcement and the help that we got, as well as that.
Play on.
And to other news, how many cans of Pepsi did this bloke drink a day? You will not believe it.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
I read something on the weekend, Robert, and it was saying about useless kitchen appliances.
Sorry, I thought you were telling a story about yourself.
No. And it said about a can opener. Is one of those electric can opener. They were great. I used to love them growing up.
My dad's the only one I know that has an electric carving knife.
Oh, we had one of those. Chloe, did your mum and dad, our producer, have one of those?
They've got one.
Do they use it?
Yeah, all the time. Roast dinners. You can't have one without it.
No one under the age of 50 has an electric carving knife.
Yeah.
I'm putting it to
Chloe.
No,
well, it's not mine.
No, it's mum and dad's.
Well, it's still part of the start of the family.
No, does not count. Did you buy it, Chloe?
No.
No,
you didn't.
We had one, but
no one under the age of 50 has bought an electric carving knife, I guarantee it.
What we want to know from you this morning, what have you bought and used only once? Because, and this is to do with the kitchen or maybe beyond, because I was reading, it said useless appliances, bread maker, $220 for a loaf of bread.
Yeah, that's right. I had one. We used it twice.
If you're going through the recipe, recipe book, I am going to make every loaf of this recipe.
You know, the people that spruik those things are the ones that have bought them and have realised that they have to make bread to make it worthwhile, and then they've gone and done it to the nth degree.
We're chasing this morning.
That'd be annoying.
133353. What have you bought and only used once? And especially when the kids were little. So we fairy floss maker. We bought one of those.
Popcorn maker. Why would you buy a popcorn maker?
I know.
You can just put corn in a pan with a little bit of oil.
I know. It's not the same.
Honestly.
It's not the same visual. And then what about we bought a chocolate fountain. Have you ever bought one of those?
No. I've used them before.
But we bought.
They're good.
Because, I don't know, and curse comes, especially with the kids, and we used it once, and you go, and they're such a pain in the bum to try and clean. You go, oh, I'm not getting this out again. And I don't even know where they're. I think we've thrown away.
There's. I'm going to go through the kitchen cupboards
and have a
look. We've got items in there that have not been used in years.
How long?
They say you should open your third drawer of your kitchen, empty it out onto the bench, and then put back in there what you use over the next 3 months. Anything that's still on the bench after 3 months gets tossed.
All right. So what have you bought? My wife bought a brand new mountain bike once. It's now rusting under the house. Good work. 133353. And
can't resist a shot at your wife.
I'm just saying it's fact.
It has not been used once.
It has been used once, mate. It has been used once.
Waiting for the right season.
What did you buy and you only used it once? Give us a call. Let us know. Oh, you got to tell us about that thing you bought. Was it the show you bought?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Easter show got me.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Just looking, I don't know, I was reading somewhere on the weekend, it was useless kitchen appliances, and said the electric can opener. I loved our electric can opener because most of the cans now have the ring pull, but this electric can opener we had the knife sharpener at the back. Did you have one of those? And you bring it like that?
No.
Didn't you have one of those?
We had the regular can opener that I always seem to lose because all the cans now have the ring pull.
That's what I just
said. And then you pick one up that you accidentally... I know you just said that. I'm referring to your comment.
Oh,
my God. Yeah. So then you buy one that accidentally doesn't have a ring pull, and then you go, where's my can opener?
So you could use a can opener?
No.
Sorry.
You're so busy thinking about yourself, you forgot to listen. What about the attachments? I bought an attachment for a juicing attachment that you can put on your cake mixing thing. So you know the cake mixer, and you attach a little thing on it, like the juicer.
On the side
with a little spout that comes into your jug.
Oh, the mix master.
And you just basically stand in front of the mix master and press the oranges onto it, and it juices them for you. But I used it once, and it made so much mess. that it never got used again. It cost about $50.
Well, that's what we're looking at this morning. What have you bought and only used once? Because we did it, especially when the kids were little. The fairy floss maker, used it once. The chocolate fountain. I think even snow cone.
Yeah, you said about the chocolate fountain.
Yeah. And what else? About what was those things that everyone was buying a couple of years ago?
The Thermomix.
Thermomix. Yeah. And they were so dear.
How many of them for sale on Gumtree?
There's a few of them for sale on Gumtree. 133353, we've got Julie of Gorrigan. G'day, Jules.
Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. What did you buy once and never used again?
Well, I could beat Kurt because I bought a mountain bike and I've never ridden it.
Oh, you've never
like
ridden
Patty's
it.
Patty's wife cursed.
She bought a mountain bike and used it once.
You've never ridden it. What is going on, Julie? Why did you buy it?
Because I'm going to ride it.
How long ago?
Oh, about 18 months.
Oh, you've never got on it.
Well, ours is going rusty under the house. So you bought a mountain bike. Would you sell it?
Yeah, I'm
going to
ride it.
Okay, all right. Just trying to get a cheap mountain bike. Okay.
Good dad ambition.
All right, we've got Al from the entrance.
G'day, Al.
Hello, Al.
Hey, guys, I bought a air fryer and I've never used it. I bought a slow cooker and I killed it.
Oh, Al, you don't know what you're missing.
How did you kill the slow cooker?
I overfilled it doing a stew.
Right. And so what did it do? All just boiled down the side?
It was too slow.
No, I won't go into details with that, but yeah, I've never bought one again, and I've still got a brand new air fryer I have not even used.
There we go.
Mate, can you do us a favour? Just cut up some potatoes into small pieces, sprinkle a bit of salt and a little bit of olive oil, shake it up, stick it in the air fryer, and you got the best baked potatoes you've had in a long time.
No, I still look like the old oven.
Oh, do you? Does anyone have those pressure cookers? Have you ever used a pressure cooker?
Yes, I've got a pressure cooker. It was my grandmother's.
Have you used that?
Yes.
Right. You're old school, aren't you?
Yes, I'm old school.
All right. Well, we're going to send you to the pictures. It's now called the movies, but you're going to
No worries. Thank you, guys. Hey, guys, I reckon next year you have your own TV show.
Oh, for the Logie Awards.
TV.
Yeah, for the Golden Logie, boys.
Yeah, well, it'd be good.
Do it for the Central Coast.
All right.
We're going to bring that up at the meeting.
We've got to work on our radio show first before we get into TV.
All right,
Anil.
Have a good one, boys.
You're off to the movies. Event Cinemas at Tuggerah. Well done.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Look.
That was a pretty short drum roll, considering what you're announcing.
Oh, sorry about that.
Lee, we need a drum roll that's going to go a lot longer than for when the event actually happens.
You know, a couple of years, was it last year or the year before, we went to Crown Plaza with Terrigal, because you'd never had a flatmate. Remember that?
Yeah, no, well, I still haven't.
You had me for a...
Yeah, but...
And that was pretty fun.
I didn't have to endure you for longer than 2 days.
Yeah, but that was fun. And I thought... Let the fun continue.
Yeah. How are we going to do this?
So, and
how
so
do we top that?
I just spoke to some of our people around here, and they suggested. that we spend 24 hours together.
Like the whole 24 hours?
Yep. But do it.
Don't know how this is going to work.
No, we'll do it while we're on radio.
A live
24-hour
broadcast.
You and me. Everything. So what we do.
Mate, after 3.5 hours, I'm ready to.
We should have called Mickey D. Could you ring Mickey D to see if he could have a chat to us? Because we're going to take over his show. And then
we'll have to be on air at Triple M. We're going to have to take over the rush hour.
Yeah, we'll have to take Justin Coombs-Pierce.
Justin Coombs-Pierce in the afternoon.
Have to take over from the rush hour from Dave Gleason.
What about an overnight?
And Luke Boner's show.
We will get approval. Luke Boner does from midnight through to 5:30. No one wants to work those hours.
No, well, we're going to. Come on, because I think that you and I need some quality time together. And the only place that we can get that is when we're on radio, because we don't argue.
No.
That's
what time, what day are you thinking?
Well, I put a proposal when they said to me, How about this? And I went, yes, Rob will agree to it.
The end of the month.
Thursday, 30th of June. So,
Thursday week?
Thursday week, yeah. So we do our show. We'll do our breakfast show, say from, 5:30 till 9 on that Thursday.
Because life can get in the way of some things.
Of course it can.
We should take the radio show with us.
That's what we're going to do, hopefully. Yes, we'll do it. So we'll take over.
Would you be interested in coming? No one's ever done this, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
If I go and see go to Vocal Beach Dental, because I've got an appointment.
On that date?
Would you come into the dental suite and we could do radio?
Of course I would. And that Thursday too, on that Thursday, because how I do also the crabs every Thursday night.
Oh, you want to?
We'll go to the, yes.
Take the radio show
to the
crab races at the Tallies.
Hotel on Thursday the 30th of June, because Pat and Katie, they'd love to meet you. And all the crew there. But
I've met them before, been down before for your crab races.
Oh, you did too.
You've forgotten already.
That's right, mate. How quickly I forget. But all we've got to do
is a shallow friend.
We've got to go through all the shows to make sure that we
shallow howl, that was based on you.
Take over. So we've got Mickey D who does from 9 till midday. G'day, Mikey.
Mickey.
G'day, boys.
Now, how are you, buddy?
Good, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. Now,
Paddy's had this grand idea.
Yes, I've just heard this on the radio and I've thought, what are they doing, Paddy? You're taking over my prize show.
Yeah, I know. Your award-winning show.
You're risking your reputation.
Yeah, I know. I know. But, boys, look, for just one off, I'll let you do it.
Thank you, Mikey. There's a provision.
Provided I get the day off. Is that true?
No. All right.
Yeah, well, of course you do. You have to get the day off.
You won't be working. We'll be doing your show. So I don't know how that's going to go. We're just going to carry on. So you've got the day off. So
will you come and visit us?
Yeah, I'll come and see you.
All right.
Okay.
I might even come to the Tallies, Paddy.
Hey, brilliant. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yes.
On a Thursday, instead of going to
What's the superfecta up to?
It's 1,100. If it doesn't go off this Thursday, it'll be up to 1,150, Mickey. So you'll have a chance of winning that.
Okay, that's good. I'll look forward to that. Now, when's the day again, the 24-hour show?
Thursday, 30th of June, mate.
Oh, it's not far away. It's
Thursday week.
I know.
Thursday week.
Oh, geez. All right. No worries. Well, good one, boys.
Okay. You don't have to do anything.
All right. Okay. You convinced me. It's all right.
Okay. We've got Mickey's show.
We've got to go through Justin.
We're
going
to need some help because that's a long time to spend with you.
I know. You'll be right. We've got to ring Gus Wallen. We've got to ring Dave Gleason. And we've got to ring Luke Boner to make sure that they're okay with us taking over their show. And you know what? And on the weekend, I rang Harvey Norman.
And only
Norman.
One of them has to say no for this not to have to happen.
So I rang Harvey Norman and, betting in Erina and Lake Haven. I said, we need sponsors because we need food and all that.
Harvey Norman love us.
Yes. Well, they're doing it. So thank you to Harvey Norman.
Thank you, Harvey Norman.
They're sponsoring a 24-hour show with food and drink. Harvey Norman betting, Erina and Lake Haven. And if there's something that you might think that we should be able to do throughout the 24-hour show,
Suggestions.
Yeah. Because I think we should do talk back. Yes, we could do talk back easy. We could do talk back.
You could watch the movie Shrek 17.7 times, I worked out.
No, I'm not going to do that.
What if we played? Someone reckons you can do 5,045
chin-ups. No, I'm doing other stuff.
The way you do push-ups. Are you going to do your push-ups that you say you do every day?
Mate, no, I'm not. We've got other things to work on. But 1-3-3-5-3, you might have an idea what we can do during the 24-hour show. Well, actually, it's going to be 29 because we're going to work from 4 o'clock because we rock up about 4 o'clock.
Don't extend it now.
No, well, it is extended.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
So good.
Go 107.7 Triple M. We are on air. Don't worry about it.
Okay,
that's all right. Because we're getting excited. You're getting excited
I'm
now.
I'm excited about the 24-hour show.
Because I just mentioned you're a bit apprehensive at the start. We're going to do a 24-hour show.
No, but now that you've agreed to sing an hour of love song dedications.
I am not doing an hour of bloody love song. I am not singing an hour.
People name their love song and you sing it to them.
No, because we're just talking about.
It's a great idea, Paddy.
We spent some time together on the Coast Own 107.7 Triple M, and Rob and I spent some time as flatmates down at Crown Plaza, Terrigal. And so I just asked
that,
Speedy, our boss, I said, mate, I think Rob and I got to connect a bit better. we've got to, you know, find more about ourselves. And he said, how about doing a 24-hour show and you really find out each about each other? I'm like, yes!
That's a great idea.
And I just told you this morning, bloody good idea. Mm. And then, now Chloe, our new producer, is your auntie listening?
My auntie is listening. My auntie Lisa.
Oh, hello, Auntie Lisa.
She's listening through the listener app.
Oh, that's what you can do all around the world.
Well done, and Auntie Lisa.
She's in Foster.
Oh, what does Lisa do?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
You've
just been out of
my number
Lisa.
One fan.
You don't know what Yanni does.
She cleaned her windows the other day.
Oh, good on you, Lisa. Well done, Lisa.
Beauty.
Well done. Everyone can look through now. Thanks for joining us, Lisa.
She's realised.
No, yeah.
That thing that was going like a tree stump out the back.
I'm not giving you her address, Patty, you creep.
Okay, move on, please.
We've got Darren from Tummy. Hello, Dazzy.
Daz.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Now, we've got ideas for the 24-hour show. Now, we've got some bloody good ones. We've got
I've got a really good one here.
Yeah, what
you
is it?
You two both hosted in onesies.
Onesies. Oh, see, you're getting the fancy dress.
No, Paddy, onesie. Paddy thinks you mean a mankini.
So if you said mankini, you got me.
But a onesie. I'm sure you've got jocks on as well.
All right, okay, so go to onesie.
Onesie's all onesie, right. Our bag's being the horse's head.
Okay. All right. So no idea is a bad idea when it comes to this 24-hour show, but I'm looking for Benny from Blue Haven Love Song Dedication.
What's wrong with an hour in onesies?
Yeah, put it down, put it down. Because we've got to do 24 bloody hours. Actually, 29 hours.
An hour in a onesie.
But I'm looking forward to Love Song Dedication. And you imagine, like, to David, who's in the slammer for 3 years, to Shazza. I'm not alone. Oh, you know, she's got pregnant. So don't
forget it. You need to sing it.
No, I'm not singing it. Just a
silly face. Go on.
I'm going through.
That's not bad.
Yeah, we will do it. So keep the ideas, but we've got to get across everyone. So we've ticked off Mickey D because we've got to take over everyone's show. So Mickey D,
we didn't
is a
tick him
there.
Off.
Well, he said yes, we could do his show.
Well, that's not ticking him off. Ticking him off would be if he said, "Yeah, dare you do that?" Then he'd be ticked off.
No, we're not ticking him off like in anger. We're ticking him off as acceptable
on the checklist.
Yeah. So can you just apologise to Chloe's auntie Lisa for the performance? Thank you. Sorry, Lisa.
Well done, Auntie Lisa.
Yeah, listening in Foster.
Through clean windows. So, look at me, Paddy Gerard. Look at me. Have you done the thing? Have you done the da-da-da-da-da?
Did you want the new stuff? I've done the da-da-da-da-da. Oh, good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Look at me.
What do you got for us?
Okay, I'm looking at an algorithm that ranks different facial features.
Yeah.
Analysing how beautiful one is. And
it
comes down to what they call a golden ratio of beauty fee, which originates from the European Renaissance and The Virtual Man by Leonardo da Vinci. You know that guy?
Yeah.
Leonardo da Vinci?
To calculate
the true beauty of a face, the length and width are measured and the results are divided. And
I've seen this.
Got a little graph up on your face now.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Yeah.
Measurements are taken from the hairline to the spot between the eyes.
Yeah.
That's a big measurement for you.
Yeah, especially with hair. My daughter says, you don't have a forehead, you've got a 5 head. Oh, she's nasty to me. Oh, she's so nasty sometimes, my daughter.
Nice one, Hannah. And then the distance between the eyes and the bottom of the nose.
And what is that? Oh, holy jeez. I saw the Concorde.
Oh, that is massive.
Could be coming back out on there. Well,
grab the new runway. There's the fifth runway. It's in the airport. The person's face is measured from the bottom of the nose to the bottom of the chin.
Holy jeez, look at the size of my bloody chin. It's as big as my nose.
You are beautiful, Patty
Gerard. Thank you.
According to science.
You are beautiful, no matter what they say. Well, listen, just quickly, too, a supermarket worker, he spent more than $12,000 a year guzzling 30 cans of Pepsi a day. So he used to drink this. Oh, this is it. 9 litres of Pepsi a day. Oh, jeez, he must have peed. Oh, if you drink that much Pepsi, you'd be peeing all the time.
You'd feel crook.
God, 30 cans of Pepsi a day for 2 decades has been cured. And you know what he did? This might be if you really love your soft drink.
He zipped his mouth up.
No, he was hypnotised once. And then after, he'd down 1 litre of soft drink every morning and drank a further. So he used to drink 10 litres of soft drink a day.
Jeez, I hope it was. I hope it was Pepsi Max.
I don't know. Which was the equivalent. Well, listen to this. He annually sipped an estimated 219,000 cans of Pepsi, nearly 8,000 k's of sugar, or the equivalent of 7 million sugar cubes since he first started drinking in his 20s. Yeah, healthy little fella. Oh. And he just went to hypnotherapy. So if you need something cured, go to hypnotherapy.
Smile at me, beautiful.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
1-3-5-3 about anything whatsoever. We've got Wayne.
G'day, Wayne from Narara.
Wayne in Narara. G'day, Wayne.
Hey, boys, how are you? Did you watch the Logies last night?
Oh, only for about 10 minutes.
No, I didn't. But, yeah, I heard the results.
Yeah, then I switched over and watched Matty John's footy show. What do you think?
Yeah, I was thinking, why is Nathan Cleary not nominated for a Gold Logie?
why would Nathan Cleary win a Gold Logie?
I watch him on TV every single week for 2 hours. I thought he should win the Gold Logie.
What for?
For being a good football player.
Okay, Wayne. I don't know if football players qualify.
No, it's got to be a show. Logies.
Yeah.
It's got to be TV.
There's no category for that.
He's on TV.
Yeah, I know he's on TV. That's correct. That is correct.
There is no category for football players.
I was watching him at the Grange. I was watching him on the TV at the Grange.
All right. Well, listen, Wayne, if you can think of something also, maybe call back tomorrow. 24-hour show we're doing. If we're coming up with suggestions, if you've got one, give us a call because, you know, that's a good suggestion. Nathan Cleary should have taken out a Logie Award.
I've been awake for 24 hours at the moment.
Okay. Go to sleep, Wayne.
Okay, Wayne, we've got Mark from Springfield. Good morning, Mark.
Marky. Hello,
Mark. Hey, boys, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. What you calling about, buddy?
I'm just driving right past your studio now.
Oh, give us a honk. Give us a honk. See if we can hear it. There we go.
There
we can hear
it.
Hey, boys, I got three points. Paddy, I owe you a $5 lottery ticket, so you want to double up on New South Wales and Queensland?
Okay, double it up, mate. Double it up.
Okay, there's the other thing, $25 million to put an Indigenous flag on top of the Harbour Bridge. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
That sounds expensive, mate. I can raise a flag and it doesn't cost $25 million.
Mate, one company putting a quote for $300K. Where's that quote gone? And the third point is, Palmer was in bed early last night because he was cuddling his Best News Cuddle Award on Australian radio.
Thanks, Marky. He's going to bed.
Yeah, Rob did win Best Newcomer to Australian Radio last year. He beat out little Davey from 2PK in Parks. I think he was 16.
When you said you had 3 points, Mark, I thought you were saying on your licence. But no, you had 3 actual points.
We got Kay. Thank you, Marky. We're doubling up. Kay from Empire Bay. G'day, Kay. Yeah, good. Jeez, problems with the phone lines this morning. Good, Kay. What are you calling about?
I reckon that you should get Adam Matchett from YYF45 and you can do a 45 training session in your 24 hours.
Hang on. No, what, you want us for the 24-hour show to go to the gym for an hour? How are we going to
So you want him to come to you and do a 45 session?
Oh, he comes to us. All right. Well, no idea is a bad idea, but we'll put that down, Kay, because we've got to come up with ideas for our 24-hour show.
Kay, it's on the list.
On the list. All right, Kay. Thank you for that. Have a good Monday. We've got Mark from Gwendolyn. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Marky.
G'day, champions. What a challenge. A 24-hour challenge. Tell me, guys, what will you be taking to assist you through the challenge?
Look, it's, I don't know. Actually, we're broadcasting for 29 hours. By the time you put in the 4 o'clock start on the Thursday morning,
I'm normally taking Panadol after 3.5 with him. So I don't know what it's going to take to get through 24.
You know what I'm thinking, guys? I'm thinking there's opportunities for the Guinness Book of Records. There's going to be challenges here that you guys are just going to mow straight over the top.
Mate, we have to fill in for everyone's show. We're filling in for Mickey D, for Justin Coombs-Pierce, for Marty Sheargold, for Gus Woolen, for bloody Dave Gleeson, and for Luke Boner, and you want to throw in a Guinness World Record challenge. You know, only one of us is a fine, fit specimen. Thanks, Mark.
I know, guys, and I know the pressure's on you, but what I'm thinking, just to relax the tension, how about we put you in a hot tub for a couple of hours?
Oh, now you're talking. Now you're talking.
Just say it.
Yeah.
I'm not sharing a hot tub with him. I've seen what comes off on his clothing, let alone what comes out in the hot tub.
And what we can do, we can throw in some potatoes and carrots.
Yes.
like make a human soup.
Paddy and Palmer stew.
Yes. All right, mate. All right.
Oh, that's fabulous. If we could just quickly duck down there and have a meal.
Of course you can.
BYO straw.
All right. Okay. That's what we'll do. Good idea, Mark. No idea is a bad idea when it comes to the 24-hour show. Mickey D's up next. Good morning, Michael.
24-hour show, jeez.
Yeah, thanks for allowing us to take over your show.
Inflicting more onto the listeners than they need.
Could we give it a crack now?
Mate, you can stay on if you like.
Not today. We've got other things to do.
Do you want to go a bit further? Yeah, it's 29 hours now. It's growing, isn't it?
No, well, it is 29 because we'll rock up at 4 o'clock on Thursday morning for preparation. Not that it doesn't sound as though we do much, I tell you. It's like here that we get at 5.25 for a 5.30 start. And then we get here at 4 a.m. Then we're right through till 9.
I love it when
9.
He does maths in his head on the radio.
Yeah, 9 o'clock the next day.
Oh, wow.
So that is 29 hours.
I can't wait to listen. Yeah. Oh, I don't know if we'll be around at 3 o'clock in the morning, though, I'll tell you that.
Mate, we want you to be. Where's Rob gone?
I'll tell you what, delirium will have set in by 3 in the morning, and it could be very loose and very entertaining.
That might be the show to listen to at 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, we're back with 271, number 271 with the Greatest Hit 600.
Coming up next in the Greatest Hit 600, it'll reach number one on Friday.
All right. Is that the one? Is that Kiss, I Was Made for Loving You?
Oh, I don't know.
Are there any hints?
Well, we're still taking votes at triplem.com.au. This is kind of fluid.
Okay, all right then. And so something else been as I just looked down.
Oh, sorry about that.
We've got to go.
Go down your leg.
See you, mate.
I will.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.